The Global Fund was established in 2001. Each year since then, leaders from the world's wealthier nations have renewed their commitments to fund all approved disease treatment, prevention, and research programs in poor countries. According to Jeffrey Sachs, a special United Nations advisor and director of the Earth Institute at Columbia University, the Global Fund was designed to keep the promises made to the world's poor to help them fight AIDS, TB, and malaria.
The promise is that malaria will be comprehensively controlled with the comprehensive coverage of bed nets by the end of 2010 and essentially reducing deaths from malaria to near zero by 2012. The world's supposed to be implementing a global stop TB effort, which the scientific community and national policymakers have elaborated. The world is supposed to be guaranteeing universal access to antiretroviral medicines by the year 2010.
Sachs says that despite the urgency of its mission, the Global Fund has been forced by the recession-pinched budgets of its donor countries to cut back or delay funding.
It already cut by 10% the budgets for the approved plans, and it warned that it would have to cut by 25% the second half of those plans. It also postponed Round 9 for several months, which puts at risk the malaria control effort.
The cutbacks are all the more distressing to Global Fund supporters because in its relatively short life, the organization has reported remarkable progress against killer diseases. For example, malaria deaths are down 66% in Rwanda and 80% in Eritrea over the past 5 years. Peter Chernin is one of a number of business leaders who've supported a $100 million campaign to fight the malaria pandemic in Africa. He says the disease has cost industry on the continent about $12 billion in lost worker productivity.
And just a fraction of that investment, we can end malaria deaths and remove a major obstacle to economic development. So this is obviously a humanitarian issue, but I think also shows great economic return.
Keeping up the fight against killer diseases like malaria, TB, and AIDS is essential to the economic development of poor countries, says Columbia University's Jeffrey Sachs. And it's just bad economic policy, he believes, to cut long-term investments in development for near-term savings.
For Africa to be a full trading partner, one that could be picking up the slack by buying our goods and being a full productive part of the world economy requires that these diseases be brought under control. And it was indeed that realization that was at least one of the many aspects, including the humanitarian and security aspects, that led to the creation of the Global Fund in the first place.
Sachs argues that the United States, which currently contributes about one-third of the Global Fund's resources, could make a significant dent in the fund's $5 billion shortfall if it chose to.
There is no shortage of funds at a moment when in 3 months the rich world has found about $3 trillion of funding for bank bailouts, and in which there have been $18 billion of Christmas bonuses for Wall Street supported by bailout legislation. I hope that nobody could think that these could for one moment balance the lives that are at stake.
Global Fund Board Chairman Rajat Gupta agrees that the United States could do more to help the fund out of its financial crisis. He believes that if the U.S., which has fallen behind on its pledged commitments, were to take on more of a leadership role, other nations would follow.
Right now, I think the U.S. is lagging behind. And one of the good things that has happened before is that each country or different countries have kind of egged each other on to do more. And now it's U.S.'s turn to, I think, step up and get that going.
Gupta says the Global Fund's progress in the fight against AIDS, TB, and malaria must be sustained. He says he and other health and business leaders who attended the recent World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, were not asking for a bailout. They were simply calling on donor nations to make good on their pledges, Gupta says, to improve the world's prosperity and its health. That continued support, Gupta says, could save nearly 2 million additional lives in coming years. I'm Roseanne Skirball.